Objects from the Scriptures. Hear the sound of the trumpet. This instrument can teach us about the role of prophets and how we should treat their words. If when the watchman seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 3 through 5. Trumpet. Probably the oldest and most common instrument in ancient Israel, and certainly the one most frequently mentioned in the Bible, is a trumpet made of a ram's horn, called a shofar in Hebrew. Sometimes it was heated to soften it so that it could be straightened or shaped. Its sound was unusual and easily recognizable. As an instrument, it was simple, producing only two or three notes. Bible facts. In ancient Israel, the shofar was blown to send an alarm or signal a gathering of the people. This was done in times of war, as well as at times of celebration, such as a feast or the anointing of a king. The Lord asked that a trumpet, ram's horn, be sounded to gather the people of Israel around Mount Sinai when he would appear to Moses there. But when the time came and the trumpet sounded, the people removed themselves rather than come to the mountain to be in the Lord's presence. The shofar is still used in modern Jewish religious practice. A few Old Testament verses also mention a trumpet made of bronze or silver, katsotra. It was short and straight, with a five-note range and a bright tone, and was played by the priests. Its purpose was to gather the congregation to the tabernacle or temple. It was among the sacred utensils of the temple. What we can learn. A trumpet has a simple, unmistakable sound. Nephi said, "I glory in plainness, I glory in truth." Prophets teach the Lord's word with clarity. As the Apostle Paul said, "If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" Calls the Lord's people to gather. We gather to seek refuge and strength. Our meeting houses, temples, and homes can be places of gathering to hear God's word so that we can combat evil and rally around the ensign on the mountains. Warns of coming danger. The watchman of Israel would raise the alarm by blowing the trumpet. Prophets give us clear warnings of spiritual perils in our time. And we should also remember that it becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor in mildness and in meekness. Calls to remembrance, celebration, and praise. Prophets also invite us to remember the Lord and His goodness. They call upon us to praise and thank Him and to make a joyful noise through our own prayer and testimony. End of the section, Objects from the Scriptures. Hear the sound of the trumpet. Read by Dwayne Case.